When we first started talking about bringing Travel Media Showcase to the Rockford region, some of our other industry friends in Illinois and elsewhere told us not to really waste our time or take the effort because it was not likely that this showcase would come to Rockford. But we're now glad that we didn't listen. Last week in Sioux Falls at the 2012 conference, it was announced that the conference would be held here, and we're really, really thrilled. So to the staff, to Monica and the entire team who worked really hard to make it happen against the advice of some other folks, thank you and congratulations for to your work and to Cheryl as well. Directly the weekend that the week that the Travel Media Showcase is here, we expect a couple hundred folks coming in. They'll spend about 3 days, about four days and three nights. I think it is. They'll fill about 1,000 hotel room nights and spend about $100,000. But really, the long tail impact of this is the afterglow of having a defined moment in time when we can showcase all the progress we're making as a community. Having in one place the opportunity to showcase to more than 125, probably closer to 150 journalists who are specifically in the business of telling stories about destinations, of helping communities showcase to the traveling public the best attributes of a community. We really think that we have a great opportunity before the community to reposition ourselves. If you have the news release that we passed out, we noted that there's sort of a tale of two cities that often happens. And in just the last week, there was a really great example of that, where in the Chicago Tribune on one day, on Thursday, there was a great above-the-fold front page promo for Rick's Picks at Burpee Museum with a couple-page inside spread touting the attributes of the exhibit. And then just a few days later, sort of a political economy piece that didn't necessarily put Rockford in the best light. So we think that hosting Travel Media Showcase 2013 provides us an opportunity to rewrite the story in new and positive ways that accurately reflect what's happening here in the community. As part of the conference, as Linda mentioned, our colleagues from other convention bureaus and cities across the country will come in, and there'll be trade show style appointments for those professionals to pitch stories and build relationships with the travel media. But then really in the off hours, you know, for the evening receptions and the daytime tours and the before tours and after tours, before and after the conference, we have a great opportunity to get them out into our community, down into, you know, our museums and our gardens and out into our golf courses and throughout the community to experience firsthand what we know to be true about our real original destination. And hopefully soon thereafter, their audiences throughout the country and around the world will know to be true as well. Last week, Cheryl and Bridget and Monica from our team traveled to Sioux Falls as a part of making the announcement. There's a sort of a big buildup at the conference as it relates to the reveal of the next host city.